Radio Land. Today is the Sabbath of the Lord. Another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We are the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thank God for you. Come and be with us sometime and sit and learn more about God. There is so much. You'll be happy that you did. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelist. Our elders, our missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day that God have opened up this door of utterance. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. We believe in keeping God's word, which is law, which is his commandments, 10 precepts. I want to talk to you today about the healing that's of God. I want to focus on the healing of salvation. That's what we want to focus on today. Before we get to that, the choir has a number. Our Deacon Dale wrote this song. Salvation. Thank God for the choir. Salvation.
Of a man in sin, a Gentile out of hope and darkness. To and fro I was tossed, didn't know that I was lost. Blinded by the doctrines of men in a life of sin. One day I made a choice, through the sun I heard God's voice. Preaching how he's holy, teaching the lost to be, recovering my sight with light. And when I heard the word, my earth began to quake. You see, I knew right then my world was going to change. At the crossroads of change, when I heard the voice, to accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all of his commandments. Yes, indeed, I must be born again. And my world turned upside down from what I truly found. Just like the Lord means I must sin no more.
Testimony of the Son of Man, his escape from a life of sin. Not first a minister, but saw God through his sister as she testified of her life. He cried, told him how she had changed, now called by Jesus' name. Things that she used to do, she no longer do. Had power over sin, and his eyes were a revival, his earth began to quake. You see, he knew right then he wanted to be saved. At the crossroads of change, when he heard the voice, he made a choice to accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all the commandments. Yes, indeed, you need be born again. And his world turned upside down from what he had found to be just like the Lord means you must sin no more.
And how then can they call on him? And how then can they
salvation came.
Beautiful.
Thank God for the choir.
Beautiful.
Thank God for our Deacon Dale. Wonderful number.
Beautiful.
When salvation came. That's knowledge.
Yes, yes it
isn't that
is.
Beautiful. When salvation came, healing came to our souls. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
That's what we're going to talk about today. All about the soul. We're thanking God for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. Ones may wonder why I always thank God for them. Because these are those I know about.
Yes.
And all those before, all the prophets, all the apostles, all that God has sent, we thank God for them and the life they live.
Yes, Lord.
One thing about God's anointed from the first to the, there is no last until the next.
Yes.
We're all one in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And that's our endeavor to make God's people one. We're all one in Christ Jesus. That is our goal, to be one in Christ, to have the mind of Christ. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Ones may say, well, the statutes and all of those bylaws were done away with. No, they weren't. This is speaking about God's word. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? Talking about God's word, which I set before you this day. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So when we talk about the statutes and the judgments and the laws of God, it's talking about God's word, God's commandments.
Yes.
Now, We are going to go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, but before that, let's go to Romans 10, 10 and 12, just as a little, how would you say, prelude to the lesson. A little groundwork. Romans 10 and 12, because the healing of God is a process. And everything that we get from God, there is a process.
Yes.
Natural healings come through a process. But when God is speaking about healing, it's mainly about the soul. Now, Romans 10 and 12, evangelists, what does it say?
For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek.
No difference between the Jew or the Greek.
For
or
the
should
saint.
I say Jew or Gentile? Jew is spoken about because they represent God's people. And God's people are Jews in spirit.
Yes.
And they may be a Jew naturally so. But most of all, it's a Jew in spirit. And the Greek is one that don't know God.
Right.
Or you might say Gentile. Or any other race.
Yes.
What does it say again?
Mm-hmm.
For there is no difference
between the Jew and the Greek.
What?
For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
Now, that don't think that the scripture is saying, well, the drunkard on the corner, or this mass murderer, or whatever it might be, just call on the name of the Lord, God gonna hear him. Scripture lets you know God don't hear a sinner's prayer. But they that worship him, if anyone be a worshiper, then there's a process in that. He's talking about those that worship in spirit and in truth. But here, those that call upon the name of the Lord is speaking about a process. What does it say next?
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
First of all, it's talking about calling upon the Lord for salvation. And there's a process here. What?
How then shall they call on him mm-hmm. in whom they have not believed?
Now, first you got to believe in the Lord. And you cannot believe in the Lord unless you really heard about him in the right manner or heard the true knowledge of him.
That's right.
That's what those that were appointed to preach the gospel is all about, to give you the knowledge of the Son of God, the knowledge of God's word. Read.
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
So it's not just talking about any person that have heard about Jesus. There's not a person today too much in the world that hasn't heard about Jesus once they understand language. That's how well known he is.
Yes.
In every generation, they know about Jesus. But to really know him, you must keep his commandments.
Yes.
And you can only keep his commandments if you are taught the commandments by those who are living it.
Yes.
Read.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
And how shall they hear? Because you have all these elements. Preacher, one's calling upon God, but there's the right process. You got to call upon him in knowledge.
Yes.
Know who you're calling upon. You have to have heard about him in the right manner.
Yes.
What he's all about, and it's about salvation. Not about things that you can garner, or natural healings, it's the soul.
Yes.
Because he came to save his people from sin.
Yes.
And sin is a sickness
yes.
that we must be healed from.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
So there's preachers many, but if God didn't send them, you cannot go through the process of calling upon God and get a response from God. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 7, 14. Because this is what God is talking about. The people that call upon him, there's a process to call upon God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right. Yes.
Now, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, what does it say?
If my people.
Now he's talking about the people of God. Now, everybody that say they believe in Jesus, that's not God's people. And everybody that's going to church are not God's people.
That's right.
As the Lord said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, Didn't I do this in your name? He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, which means lawless.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I never knew you. So if you don't keep God's commandments, the scripture says you don't know God.
Right.
And you can only call upon him in knowledge.
All right.
If my people, what?
Which are called by my name.
What?
Shall humble themselves.
So first of all, if you're going to call upon God, you're praying now. You've got to humble yourself. How can you humble yourself if you don't know what to humble to?
All right.
There's a process here.
Yes.
He's not talking about getting on your knees. I'm humble now. I'm calling on God. No. It's humbling down to God's way, to his word.
Yes.
Humble themselves. What?
And pray.
Then pray. What?
And seek my face.
Then seek God's face. What?
And turn from their wicked ways.
Because when you seek God's face, you can only seek God's face through the knowledge of God, and you have to humble down to the word.
Yes.
Then you pray. Is he also said about prayer? When you pray, don't say, Lord, forgive me, and have not forgiven those who have ought against you, or you have ought against them.
Right.
Forgive them first, then ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So there's a process to prayer. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, what?
And pray.
What?
And seek my face.
What?
And turn from their wicked ways.
You have to turn. And that's what God is talking about, because the Lord said, my ways are not your ways. So many churchgoers, and they're called by his name. They're called Christians. But they don't know God's way, so their way is wicked.
Yes.
They go to church. He's talking about his people. But they don't know God.
Don't.
If you don't keep God's commandments, you don't know God.
That's right.
That's true.
Turn from their wicked ways. What?
Then will I hear from
then
heaven.
Then God hears you.
Right.
God is not hearing you if you are not turning from the way you have that's not like God.
All right.
And you say, well, I'm in God's way. You need to make sure you're in the ways of God. Now, he made known his ways unto Moses. That's why the Lord said, go back to Moses. He wrote of me. Moses wrote the word. God, the Lord, is the word.
Yes.
They look at the flesh, and the preachers that God didn't send always paint you a picture about the flesh, how sweet he is, a natural vision of God. The Lord is the same Lord in Genesis all the way to Revelation.
That's right.
As he said in Revelation, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still.
Mm-hmm.
He that is righteous, let him be righteous still.
Yes.
But the preachers tell you, you cannot be righteous. All of our righteousnesses is as filthy rags. They were.
They were. Yes.
But the scripture also tells you, he that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So we have to be healed from our ways. Our thoughts of doing things. Turn to the Lord. Seek God's way. That's when the healing comes.
Yes.
Then will I hear from heaven and what?
And will forgive their sin.
What?
And will heal their land.
That's when healing comes, when God forgives and turns you from the wicked way, the wrong way.
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 41 and 4. Healing. God is talking about healing the soul. That's it.
Yes.
God have healed naturally so, and is yet healing naturally so, but it's first about the soul.
Yes.
That's what God is talking about. So when they read this, so many call upon the Lord just to get a natural healing and then go about living as they feel like living. But it's not according to God's word. Psalms 41
mm-hmm.
and 4. What does it
and
say?
4. I said, Lord.
Lord.
Be merciful unto me.
Here's one that is in the way. Know God's way. This is David.
Mm-hmm.
Lord.
Be merciful.
Be merciful unto me.
Unto me. Heal my soul.
Heal my soul. What?
For I have sinned against thee.
So now if you can say, I don't sin against God, you should love God's word because you have no transgression.
That's right.
If you keep the Sabbath, you're not sinning against God. If you have no gods before thee, if you can't go through the word, through the commandments and say, I keep them all, your soul needs healing.
Yes.
Luke 4:16. Let's go there.
Yes.
Luke 4 and 16, because the Lord came, and they love to read this, preachers, reverends. I don't call you reverends, because the Lord said reverence no man, but these so-called ministers, they call themselves revs, reverend, the reverend. No, I don't reverend you. You're not a reverend. And we only have one father. We don't call ministers father. No. We got one father, and he's in heaven.
All right.
Now, you can call your natural father, father, poppy, daddy, whatever you like. But God is talking about in reference to him.
Yes.
We call you minister or pastor, or as the scripture says, he gave some apostles, some prophets, pastors. That's all in order. We don't call you master. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Luke 4, 16. What does it say?
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up.
What?
And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
So we want to be healed from all those customs that's not like God. He didn't go into the synagogue on the first day of the week. He went in on the Sabbath day.
Yes.
Stood up for to read. What?
And stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias.
What?
And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it
Isn't
was
that beautiful?
Written.
Found the place where it was written. In other words, that's what we do here. We find the place where it's written about him.
Mm-hmm.
It was written that he was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights.
Yes.
He rose sometime after the Sabbath day before the fourth night. Yes. So you can't get him up on the first day of the week. When they came to the sepulchre, he wasn't there.
All right.
We've been healed from that lie.
Yes.
Right. Here at 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Yes, we have.
And wherever God's people are, that is observing the Sabbath, you're healed from that lie, and also the lie of starting on the sixth day.
Yes.
All right.
How can you remember the seventh day on the sixth day?
That's right.
That don't work either.
No.
That's in Judaism. We're not even caught up in that. We're in holiness.
Yes, we are.
Read.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon
Spirit
me.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Because he hath anointed me
what?
To preach the gospel to the poor.
Anyone that's anointed to preach the gospel, you're preaching the commandments of God.
Yes.
And to preach the gospel to the poor, what?
He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Now, when you say preach the gospel to the poor, there's a semicolon, because this is what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
When you preach the gospel, you heal the brokenhearted. You heal the broken soul.
Yes. Yes.
You heal the broken spirit.
Yes.
It's the word that's doing that.
Yes.
The gospel is the word.
Yes, it is.
When you preach it, it heals it.
Yes.
What?
To preach deliverance to the captive.
So when we want to deliver you from being captive of demons and spirits, it's the word that's preached.
That's right.
It does that. It delivers you
mm-hmm.
from the captive. When you're caught up in traditions in the world, it delivers you from that.
Yeah.
Knowledge does.
Yes.
Of the Son. That's beautiful. What?
And recovering of sight to the blind.
When you preach the word, you're able to see what God is calling for.
Yes.
You get your spiritual sight. No more blind in this world. Because before we come to God, we were walking in darkness. We could
yes.
not see.
Yes.
So true.
But his light
so true.
Is a path unto our
yes.
Yes.
feet. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Mammon is a lamp and the law is light.
Yes.
What?
To set at liberty
what?
Them that are bruised.
So all of us have been bruised by the traditions of our fathers.
Yes.
Bruised by false doctrine.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
Bruised by many things that were not like God, but the word comes to heal us
yes,
of these
right.
things and show
yes.
us the right way. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To what?
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 10 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
I know we may have to come back to this. I want to take my time and really go through this, and I haven't got nearly to the points I really want to make. Matthew's 10, let's start the first verse. This is very important. 10 and 1.
And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples.
Now remember, he had many disciples following him. But out of the many that followed him, he called 10.
Mm-hmm.
What?
He gave them power against unclean spirits.
Now God gave them this power. The power is God's word.
Yes.
Because there's nothing more powerful than that.
That's right.
He gave him the word.
Yes.
That's the power of God.
Yes.
I understand it's quicker than a...
Yes.
Sharper.
Sharper than a two-edged sword. Yes. That's beautiful.
Yes,
it's quick and powerful.
Yes.
Giving power what?
Against unclean spirits what? To cast them out.
So unclean spirits are lies.
Yes.
Anything that's against God's word, God gave them power against it.
Yes.
What?
And to heal all manner of sickness.
So the healing comes through the word, yes. through the power God gave them.
Yes.
Through the word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Healing.
Read. All manner of
all
sickness.
All manner of sickness.
And all manner of disease.
Read the fifth verse. What?
Uh-huh. Thank God. These 12 Jesus sent forth.
What?
And commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles.
So the one that God sent, we're not like the world. We're not like these so-called churchgoers that do a lot of humping in their voice, loosening their tie. A lot of show.
Yes.
That's the way of the Gentiles. That's someone that don't know God. Right. What?
And into any city of the Samaritans
in or not.
Enter
what?
Ye not. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of
Israel. So we're going to those, we come to those that may be lost in Israel.
Yes.
They're lost sheep. They don't know that they're sheep necessarily. They may be a church girl, but they're lost.
Yes.
What?
And as ye go, preach. Saying,
when we go, it's all about preaching.
Yes.
Not lining up, laying hands on people. The hand we're laying is the word of God on
yes.
us. Preach what?
Saying the kingdom of heaven is at
first
hand.
First of all, your soul is at stake.
Yes, Lord.
It's about the kingdom. What?
Heal the sick.
Heal the sick.
Cleanse the lepers.
But you're healing the sick through the word.
Yes.
Through preaching.
Yes. Raise the dead.
That's the main
yes.
job of the one that God sent.
Right.
It's to preach.
Yes.
Deliverance. That'd be mm-hmm. Heal the sick. What?
Cleanse the lepers.
So, there's so many churchgoers that are spotted up with spirits. And God's word heals that. Cleanses
yes.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Washes you from all of these spots, which could be traditions.
Yes.
The world. Spotted up by the world. What?
Raise the dead.
That's how you're raised. You're raised in holiness.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not talking about getting you up after you've lost the breath out of your body. It's a spiritual raising.
All right.
The Lord said, I am the resurrection. Raise you from dead works. What?
Yes. Cast out devils.
What? Cast out devils. Cast out lies that the devil put on us.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That our forefathers and traditions have laid upon us. What?
Freely ye have received.
What?
Freely give.
Let's go to Psalms 107 and 20 real quick. Right. Psalms 107 and 20. This is what God is calling for. If you want to... true healing. We may not get too much response behind this because maybe ones that are listening say, I thought you were going to heal me of my cancer. You said the healing of God. I was looking for you to heal me. Send me a potion. No, it's the word we're giving you.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? 107 and 20. What does it say?
He sent his word.
He sent his word.
And healed them.
And healed them. What?
And delivered them from their destruction.
Because so many things have destroyed the people of God. But God's word does the healing.
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5 and 8. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's knowledge, saints.
Yes, it is.
We are here to keep God's word. We cast all of our care upon God because that's what it's all about. 1 Peter 5 and 8. What does it say?
Be sober.
Be sober.
Be vigilant.
Because when you are not sober and you're drunk in your spirit, you don't have a sober spirit, you need healing.
Yes.
Vigilant, what?
Because your adversary, the devil,
what?
As a roaring lion,
what?
Walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
When the devil devoured you, you have been destroyed.
Yes.
And God comes to deliver us from all our destructions.
Yes.
Devil's job daily, seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
Whom what?
Whom resist steadfast in the faith.
Now resist it, but in the faith. What?
Knowing that the same afflictions
what?
Are accomplished in your brethren that are in
so
the
that's
world.
What's happened to our-